In the nation's northwest corner is Washington, an evergreen playground blessed by an unusual variety of natural attractions.
Natural attractions. And one of them is our resident historian, Felix Linnell, who joins us for All Over the Map every Friday. A quick look at the stories behind the names of local places. And this week, he talks about a city in Snohomish County that may have been named indirectly in honor of a cannibal. Do we want to know this?
And there's a question mark at the end of the sentence there. Just for that sensational headline, there is a question mark.
Cannibal?
Just as a warning. Yeah, there you go. So you might remember last week a photo of Marysville, Washington was used mistakenly by MSN in a story about a city council candidate in Marysville, Michigan. This woman, Jean Kramer, talked about wanting a white community as much as possible. Poor little Marysville, Washington, that sweet town just north of Everett by the Tulalip Indian Reservation, hometown of our own Colleen O'Brien, came under attack. City Hall and City Council got angry emails and calls and were the subject of social media posts from people lambasting the wrong town. Whole episode got me wondering about our precious Marysville and how it got its name. Who hasn't loved driving by there, seeing that cool water tower with the Marysville name on there that was preserved about 15 years ago? It's Boom City. You know, it's a suburb of Boom City in 4th of July. Now, there's two schools of thoughts about the origin of Marysville's name. One is that town founder James Comerford's wife was named Maria, and it was a tribute to her. But what a dull story that is.
Yeah.
The other theory, which is more interesting, is that around 1878, some visitors to that rudimentary settlement suggested the new town be called Marysville after Marysville, California. And these two visitors, James Johnson and Thomas Lloyd, actually ended up staying there, and they became the newest residents of Washington Territory's new town of Marysville. Now, you must wonder who Marysville, California was named after. Turns out that Marysville was named in 1850 after Mary Murphy Covelod by her second husband, Charles. Now, Mary Murphy was just 14 when she survived the ill-fated Donner Party in 1847. And do you recall how those surviving members of the Donner Party were, in fact, able to survive?
Yes.
Some of them were cannibals, actually. Now, Marysville, California is about 40 miles north of Sacramento. I called down there to try to get some answers. The school secretary at Mary Covelod Elementary said those questions come up with surprising frequency about whether or not the school in the town is
really?
Named for a cannibal. Yeah. And then the woman who answered the phone at City Hall laughed and said no one had ever asked her before whether the town namesake was a cannibal. So in my informal research, about 50% said yes, 50% said no or maybe. So it's not very conclusive. But I found a scholar named Dan Rosen. He runs this great website called the DonnerPartyDiary.com. And I asked him point blank, and this is what he said. He said, quote, "There's no evidence and no reason to believe that Mary Murphy resorted to cannibalism. She was rescued by the First Relief, which was the first of three rescue missions, and they left the Donner Lake camps on February 22, 1847. The overwhelming evidence is that there was no cannibalism at the Donner Lake camps before the arrival of the First Relief." So we can almost conclusively say, based on my sort of kind of half-hearted research and talking to this expert, that Marysville, Washington was not named for a cannibal.
Okay, yeah. So we can keep the name.
Yeah. And then one thing, I found this book from 1926 where it said, this is the history of Snohomish County, it said, Marysville people are among the most optimistic to be found in Snohomish County.
That's not
so maybe this absolutely. Explains Colleen's sunny outlook.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
It's inbred there, yes.
Yeah. And they almost changed the name to North Everett in 1891 because Everett was booming, and the cooler heads prevailed, and they kept that name of Marysville.
Let's change the name of Everett to South Marysville.
There you go.
There we go. Thank you, Felix.
Thanks, Dave.
All of Felix's features at MyNorthwest.com.